T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. I'm trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Hour number 3, Danny and Dusty with you. Hope everybody's having a great Monday on this glorious and sunny day. Wall Street Journal, boy, they kicked up a little bit of dust here locally over the weekend. Rachel Bachman, used to be a reporter. I think she was with the Oregonian, right? Or was she with the Trib? I can't remember where Rachel was. But she has a piece up at the Wall Street Journal. And everybody's like, whoa, wait a minute. Rehashing the bid that that Phil Knight and Alan Smolinski put together last year. Remember the $2 billion offer to buy the Portland Trail Blazers from Jody Allen?
We talked about it here.
Paul Allen Estate. Yeah, we did. We sure did, Bob. That was like one of the, hey, look, Blazer guy Danny's here, and there's big Blazer story that we can talk about.
Right away. There we go.
But kind of rehashing all of this and bringing up again and keeping into the news that, hey, Paul Allen's estate still needs to sell the Portland Trailblazers and the Seattle Seahawks. And guess who still wants to buy the team? Phil Knight, the 85-year-old billionaire who wants to make sure the team stays here and wants to do everything he can to give it solid footing in the city of Portland. And it almost seems like it's like we all know that time isn't on the Blazers' side in selling to Phil Knight because he is 85 years old.
That's a big part of it, and that's my really only worry with the situation. The Wall Street Journal goes on to highlight that Phil Knight is currently worth at least $40 billion.
Yep.
He's given away literal billions to OHSU and University of Oregon. He's taken a University of Oregon football program from a successful program to a wildly successful program, basically on his back. That's what has made a school in the middle of nowhere Oregon so viable is having the best facilities, having the best coaches, having the best of everything. And that's kind of like setting this whole situation up. And then it kind of gets to where the Blazers are. And there's been further reporting on from this in the last 24 hours that includes that Bert Cold would get a commission for selling the franchise.
Wait, there are some nuggets here.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bert Cold will get a chunk of that money. Like he gets if he sells brokers the deal, he gets a big chunk of money.
Like a commission, whatever that percentage of the sale is.
But then there's also some things that like apparently Paul Allen's estate said we're still untangling things. You know, that was their whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Jody Allen said that they hadn't.
The 15 to 20 years line.
Well, she did say in this, it says Phil Knight and I have not spoken.
I think there's a reason for that. And let's kind of go back into why that is.
She's on the record with putting it out
there. This is the first time she's ever been on the record, by the way. The only other time Jody Allen has ever been on the record was the night before Neil O'Shea was fired. Jason Quick tried to stop her leaving the court, and she said no comment.
Yeah.
That is the only other time that I am aware of Jody Allen being on record.
Okay.
So that Rachel Bachman was able to get this is impressive in its own sense.
Which is just a sentence.
But when this story came out, when it leaked that Phil Knight was trying to buy the team, what immediately followed that? There was Ron Wyden's endorsement of Jody Allen selling the team to Phil Knight.
Yeah.
And then the next day, the New York Post hit piece featuring Larry Miller, the brand executive for Jordan, which was not highlighted in the article.
Nope.
But he was mentioned as the former president of the Trailblazers and going after Jody Allen. So the order of operations was, hey, here's our bid. Oh, you don't like it? Here's a hit piece. Well, and that kind of disrupted this whole process from the jump.
But then there's things in this article that don't really add up. You know, they truly don't. I mean, there are, you know, people that say in this Wall Street Journal article, remember Jody Allen is saying like 10 to 20 years to untangle the estate.
And nobody agrees with that except for people who work with Vulcan and the Trailblazers.
No. And it's like they have somebody in here on record saying that'd be highly unusual. There's multiple lawyers
who do this for a living who said even the biggest trusts in the world don't take that to untangle.
And Jody Allen has already, it mentions in here, she's already sold two of Paul Allen's Upper East Side apartments in Manhattan
for over $100 million.
Two yachts.
Mm-hmm. $1.5 billion worth of art.
And $1.5 billion worth of art.
They're not even saying that's all of it. They're just saying $1.5 billion worth of art.
And now we're saying, so we've untangled some of it, but this is going to be the hard part. And I just don't buy that. What I do believe, though, is in, look, there's a managing fee that Jody Allen does get for overseeing the Seahawks and the Trailblazers. Now, that's just a cash cow because you know that money's going to keep on coming in because professional sports leagues, they print money. I also do understand, and it is brought up in here, and I think you and I are both on the side of, I would love to see Paul Allen and Alan Smolinski own the Portland Trailblazers. I think it would be great for the franchise.
Phil Knight, not Paul Allen. Phil Knight. Super dead.
Super dead. Dead for 5 years almost. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see Phil Knight and Alan Smolinski own the Trailblazers.
So would the NBA.
They absolutely would. But there also is this side of, they offered $2 billion, and Jody Allen and Burt Cold both said, even if they heard that, even though they didn't give a counteroffer, she's never talked to Phil Knight or anything, they know the valuations of these franchises are far more.
Yes.
The Phoenix Suns sold for $4 billion.
And honestly, it may cost them another $500 million just because of the hit piece.
It might.
Like, legitimately. It's just like, just because you pissed them off, they may not want to deal with you. Now, the NBA is going to have something to say about this, and that's also mentioned in the article, is that while they don't discuss the exact date, anytime an NBA franchise is entered into a trust situation, it is a temporary position. It is supposed to be moved on to a permanent owner. I would imagine we are reaching that point. Full disclosure, I have heard since 2020 that 2023 was the year that the team would be sold.
Yeah,
that is what I have told literally anybody who's ever asked over the years. That is what I was told literally for years.
Yeah,
when Paul Allen passed, that it would take that long to untangle. That's how long it would take to untangle everything.
My goodness.
Look to the summer of 2020, or excuse me, look to the summer of 2023. And now that we're here, now that we're hearing more noise, I don't think anything's imminent.
Yeah.
But this is what I was told in January of 2020.
It's got to start ramping back up again. And you just think of it in these terms, like Paul Allen bought those two franchises, the Blazers and the Seahawks.
Nothing. $250 million combined.
$264 million was what he bought combined those two franchises for. They're saying that they will sell for well over $6.6 billion.
That valuation.
I get the NFL, the Seahawks alone
are going to get close to that.
They're going to get like five.
Yeah. I don't know how, because that number.
If the Phoenix Suns went for four.
Portland, the Trailblazers are going for three at minimum. The Trailblazers are going for $3 billion at minimum.
All right.
The Seahawks are going for probably close to six. The Seahawks hang up, and we've talked about this, is the deal that they have with, is it the state of Washington or is it with Seattle? It's one or the other. That they end up having to pay back a bunch of taxes.
In like 2024.
Yeah, it's next year. So it's next May.
May 2024.
So there's a legitimate reason for holding on to the Seahawks. The Trailblazers, their lease agreement is currently being renegotiated right now for the land that Moda is on.
Yeah.
They pay a dollar for the land rights.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
So
the city for rent?
Well, the city of Portland gets the parking.
Here's the thing, in that the part of the Seattle thing, I had it in the article here, and I knew it was there. But in 1997, a public referendum passed that 10% of the team's selling price would go to the state of Washington if the team was sold within 25 years of being sold.
Which is up in
May 21st, 2024. Yeah. 10% then gets wiped off. And there's like a law expert on, like, you know, estate law,
mm-hmm.
who said, look, the only time that you're under an obligation, even though, like, Paul Allen may have explicitly wrote, you need to sell both the Blazers and the Seahawks,
mm-hmm.
the only time that that ever becomes an issue is if any of the parties involved...
The trustees are frustrated.
They complain.
Yeah.
And if they don't complain, you don't have to sell.
No, and I don't know of any other...
It's kind of a weird way that he brings it up, but it's a good point in that...
Okay. It's status quo, and everybody's happy. Because, money's being made.
Yeah, because if Jody doesn't want to sell the team, she can just say, hey, it takes a long time to untangle these things. And she can go on for as long as she wants. Because guess what? She's 64 years old.
She can't. Because the NBA won't allow that to happen.
Well, okay, but that's the NBA. The NBA forcing people to sell just for the sake of selling, that's not the business that they're into.
But they're not,
you've
forcing,
got to do something,
they're not forcing
wrong.
People. They're forcing an estate. And yeah. that precedent has been set.
Yeah.
Also, is there something to be said to sell the teams last when you go through the estate? Because the longer that they wait, there's a chance of more teams being sold. There's a chance of your price for your teams
sure.
raising.
They want it to go up, yeah.
So is this one of those things where, like, she's going to wait, one, because she kind of likes it, and she likes being the head of the teams and stuff like that. It seems at least like she kind of does. We'll all wait till the very, very end. Hopefully another couple teams will sell for multiple billions of dollars. And then instead of selling the Blazers for three, maybe I sell them for four in 10 years. Yeah. Or Seahawks sell them for eight in 10 years.
I don't think the Blazers sale is going to go that much further. Okay. I think the league wants a permanent owner. Now, I don't know if Jody has, like, the finances to make that happen and make that – she could buy the team. I don't know how that estate
I'll
is unwound.
I'll sell it to myself for a
I'm
dollar.
I'm going to reroute this right back into my pocket.
But I'm serious.
I mean, she can because she's got that estate, the billions that it is worth.
And how much she is taking out of it. Maybe that's what yeah. she wants to do.
Yeah.
But my whole point is
that print
the NBA, they want a permanent owner in place.
Yeah,
that has been expressed to me by people from the league office. Now, how quick they want to see that happen because of what you're talking about, Dusty, and pushing people out.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I know for a fact the NBA wants Phil Knight to own that team.
Yeah.
So I would imagine it all gets said and done. What Phil needs to do is pay the extra money, say you're sorry, pay market and then some. If you want to make your legacy play, just do it.
Yeah.
You've got more money than you can literally cannot spend your money fast enough.
Yeah,
just make the overpay, get it done with, make everybody happy, and let's just move on.
Man, how cool would it be to be Phil Knight, though, and just be like, yeah, I'll give you $2 billion. You want that?
That was the only one.
Just like offering that up and just being like, yeah, you could.
Have you seen the check that came through for the Commanders?
No.
There was a $5 billion check that somebody got a hold of. The actual
Senate in the mail?
The actual check that came through, because everybody's still wondering if they've got their money from the Saudis.
Yeah,
because the way the check was routed through, it had to go through a certain bank.
Western Union?
No, it had to go through a certain bank that only handles like outbound billion or inbound billions from other countries. So everybody thinks that the money that they got for the Commanders just came from the Saudis, which that's a whole other book to go through. But it was very funny seeing $5 billion written on a check.
Yeah.
I was like, huh. They actually do that. They don't do the briefcase full of cash.
I'd like to think that it's maybe Ecuador that's buying the team.
It's a really big check, and Pat Sajak shows up at Dan Schneider's door. You won!
Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Here you go! You're like, whoa, all right.
Get lost.
Yeah, I would like to not see that happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't like.
It'd be really funny. Dan Schneider,
no.
But it would be really funny.
Shove him, do the exact same thing with have him think it's that, but it's actually handcuffs.
That would be great.
That'd be great.
If Phil Knight buys the Blazers, it should be Pat Sajak giving it to him at his house.
That's right. Why Pat Sajak?
Isn't that the guy who does it?
Publisher's Clearinghouse?
I thought there was like a running joke that Pat Sajak, like as part of like some of his
Ed
ads.
Ed McMahon used
like
to
that.
Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Ed McMahon.
Same thing.
Not
at
close.
All.
Both men,
Pat
both,
Sajak,
both humans.
Hey, you know what? I'm willing to be open to the idea that it's Pat Sajak, and I just don't know, though.
Also, Pat Sajak,
that?
Air Force veteran.
See?
See, yeah. Look at you guys trying to deny the troops. Mm. Not me.
It was funny when I went in for my...
I don't think that saying that to the veteran is probably the best tactic.
My grandpa's a veteran.
When I went in for my first recruiting call, they had like a list of celebrities, and the two that always stood out to me, I was like, huh, Pat Sajak and Sinbad, both Air Force.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a great pitch.
Pat Sajak and Sinbad. Huh, I wonder what Sinbad did. I do remember Sinbad was part of the Secret Service in one of his bad movies.
I'm trying to think who else. George Carlin and Johnny Cash, I think, were also on there.
They should be way ahead of Sajak and Sinbad.
But those ones stood out to me as like,
Yeah.
Never would have thought those two.
I'm going to say Johnny Cash should be number one. That would get me in the building.
Yeah. The Man in Black wore blue.
Boy Named Sue.
People don't forget. All right. I have more owner news coming up in the show. But how about them Heat? Eric Spoelstra got fired up, and I think it was a little unfair. Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, who knew Steve Harvey is the new Publishers Clearinghouse guy? I didn't know that. Steve Harvey.
I didn't even know Publishers Clearinghouse was still going.
Nor did I. Remember they used to do that, like it was like a Super Bowl ad where they just like show up. Ed McMahon would show up on somebody's yard, middle of the day, be like, hey, you want $1 million.
Well, I can't remember the last time I got anything from the mail from them.
Yeah.
It's been years.
Publishers Clearinghouse win $7,000 a week forever. Forever, even on their website, is in quotes.
What do I got to do?
Well, that's even better than the lottery one, is the $1,000 a week.
Where do they get their money from?
I have no idea.
The clearinghouse. They have to clear it out. No.
What is it, do you think a clearinghouse is?
I was trying to make a joke. Mm. It fell flat.
It's a direct marketing company that markets merchandise and magazine subscriptions with sweepstakes and prize-based games. It was founded in 1953 by Harold Mertz. To replace door-to-door magazine subscriptions. God, this company just sounds ancient reading that entry. So, yeah, that's what they are. I did not know that about Publishers.
Interesting note, the majority of the company's revenue now comes from merchandise.
That's right. Wait, like people buying PCH shirts?
I guess they have a bunch of investments in companies that do merch.
Huh.
Weird.
So are they like an umbrella corporation? They're buying stuff and then it still says the same name as the old thing, but it's really them in charge?
Yeah, bro, I don't know. All right. Publishers Clearinghouse. Hey, Derek Spoelstra and the Miami Heat have evened the series at one apiece in the NBA Finals.
No way.
You know that? You know that? And now, they did a really good job, and I think it was really smart, of saying, you know who's going to beat us? Nikola Jokic and Nikola Jokic by himself. Jokic went 16 of 28 from the field, scored 41 points. I thought we were getting a 50 burger out of him. We didn't get it, but he added 11 rebounds and only 4 assists. And this is what we always say about Jokic is he plays within the context of the game. If you're going to give him those kickouts, whether it's finding a guy in the corner or the free throw line extended out on the hash, he's going to find somebody open. But if you take that away, he will just score and score in bunches.
Inefficiently.
That's what he did last night.
Mm-hmm.
28 shots, 41 points, but the four assists were the big difference in the way the Miami Heat defended him. They said, all right, we are going to take away everybody else, and we're going to say, you can't score enough. And they didn't, and he didn't, to beat the Miami Heat last night.
And the big thing there is that it's easier to try to stop everybody else than it is to stop him.
Yeah.
And that's what they went with. And it's not like Jokic had a bad game. He was phenomenal. 41 on 52% from the field. Like,
yeah.
He was incredible. He was very efficient. He was very effective. And you could see that that taking him out of that game in that sense of, like, taking his playmaking out, that's what he wants to do. And that frustrates him, and it frustrates their offense. But even more than that, Miami has the personnel to be disruptive on guys not named Jokic.
They did.
So what they said was, we can't disrupt him. And throwing extra defenders at him makes it easier for him to do what he wants to do. So let's worry about disrupting everybody else. And if he beats us having one of the best performances in NBA Finals history, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad way to go.
No, but Eric Spoelstra, he took exception to, I believe this is Ramona Shelburne's question following the game, mm-hmm. on the way the Heat played him.
It's probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had four assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just, that's the untrained eye that says something like that. This guy's an incredible player. You know, twice in two seasons, he's been the best player on this planet. You can't just say, oh, make him a scorer. That's not how they play. They have so many different actions that just get you compromised. We have to focus on what we do. You know, we try to do things the hard way, and he requires you to do many things the hard way. He has our full respect. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Didn't that kind of feel like even Ramona Shelburne at the beginning of the question is like, I know I'm oversimplifying this, but... And then he just wanted to find a way to say, media, stop talking. Jokic is going to get his, and he's a great player. Yes. I thought it was a fair question, though.
No, it was. And what he's doing is coach speaking there and downplaying the idea that was the plan. Because that's the plan.
It was 100%. That's the only reason why Kevin Love was in the starting lineup.
Yes. And it's all it's games. That's all it is.
I love it.
He's just playing games.
Yeah.
Because Ramona's not just general NBA coverage person. She's not just showing up for the NBA Finals. She knows the game.
Yeah.
And she stated it before the jump of like, this is oversimplifying it.
Yeah.
But oversimplifying is what you're trying to do for millions of people who aren't trained eye film watchers. Like, what she's doing is for that audience, Spo.
Yeah.
And you know that.
It reminds me of, you know, Quick had a good article in The Athletic a couple months back, mm-hmm. about how Spoelstra, he loves confrontation.
Yes.
And he kind of thrives on that.
100%.
And he thrives on kind of manufacturing and creating these chips. And that kind of felt like what it was, because I think in his heart of hearts, in every single one of those Miami players, they know how huge that game was. And the execution of the game plan that they implemented was damn near flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you give up 41 points and you're like, that was it. But you sit there and you have, when Spoelstra goes to the podium, he's not going to sit there and be like, yeah, we're happy with this. Like, we're thrilled. But they are. Behind closed doors, it was high fives and fist pounds, because a great game,
mm-hmm.
and a well-executed game plan that made it very frustrating for those ancillary pieces that are so pivotal to Denver's success, like Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray did not get free like he did in game one, where he was getting all those clean looks. It was a far, far more muddy game, and they outwilled themselves to it on the defensive end.
Yeah, if you're looking for something that's going to tell me that Denver lost, Miami won, it's not shooting. Obviously it's points, but it's assists. Miami last night, 28, Denver, 23.
Yep.
And Denver is the team that moves the ball more and gets more guys involved. When you got Jamal Murray, again had 10 assists again. In both games, he's had 10 assists. What's the difference? Well, Jokic only had four.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to be interesting here is the game three adjustment. In game one and two, early on in game one, what we talk about when we first talk about the game one was Jokic above the three-point line, lifting the Heat defense up, taking away some of their aggressiveness because they have to cover more space. Well, they decided instead to single cover that and then still sit up aggressively to take away that back space and be more aggressive in the passing lanes. Well, the counter to that is, and I think it's where you saw Jokic kind of get going, was you put Jokic closer to the rim because he's a god in the paint. And they're, even though you can sit there and tell yourself over and over and over again that you're okay with him cooking, that you're okay with him getting his points, when you see him getting two after two after two after two after two, then you start going, can we do this? Can we, like, mentally, it's a thing. Remember, the quote from Bam is going to stay with me this whole series. Are you okay with Jokic giving you a 40 or 50 piece a night? Bam's response was, did we win?
Yeah. Did we win?
Can he keep that mentality of Jokic frying him for however many games if they win? It's easy to say yes.
It's way easier said than done.
It's a lot harder to do it because you're going back to the bench saying, I'm getting my ass kicked. Bring help.
Please.
Because these guys have pride. They have egos. They don't want to swallow that and get yammed on by the Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's right. 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. It is a very big day for the worst owner in sports. Next on The Fan. All right, the worst owner in sports has a big day coming up today. John J. Fisher, who's the owner of the Oakland Athletics.
Yes.
Trying to move his team to Vegas, but needs a stadium. By the way, this is not a done deal yet that the A's are moving to Vegas because they need somewhere to play. And today is the end of the legislative session in Nevada. And they need to pass a bill in order to get this stadium built. And right now, it is being said to, this is according to the Sporting Tribune, Arash Merkazi was on this one too. There's a 50-50 chance that the Oakland A's get their stadium approved in Vegas today. And right now, there's a quote in here that says, I'd give it a 50-50 chance. It doesn't seem to be a priority. There's a bunch of pushback on the A's getting public funding to build a stadium because, I don't know, they're saying, well, we could use it for our schools. We could use it for housing. There's a lot of different ways that we could use this money in extra funding, not to build a billionaire a brand new stadium.
On top of that, none of the plans they have make any sense because they were scrambled and thrown together over the last 3 weeks.
Well, here's one that says, they also have argued that the A's have not been good community partners in Oakland and will do the same in Las Vegas. They cited the low attendance in Oakland and the overall performance of the team during its history of ownership under John J. Fisher.
Of course.
So what they're saying now is the pushback from legislators are like, yeah, we can get the money. You guys are being turds to Oakland and the entire community. We've seen it all play out. Mm-hmm. Why would we give you all of this money when you are going to turn your back on us like you've done on Oakland, too?
The second it becomes viable for you to do so.
That's right. And then there was a report that if this does follow through in Vegas, there may be pressure for John J. Fisher to sell the team because he cannot afford. He's cash poor.
He can't afford. Boy.
He is Mark Davis of Major League Baseball.
And then some, because Gap stock in the last 2 years has gone from $54 a share down to, was it eight something a share now?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, it's plummeted.
Well,
plummeted.
This is all looking pretty, pretty brutal. ABC 7 in the Bay Area. Casey Pratt's covered the A's in this saga for ABC 7. He says, in reality, what'll happen is if they don't get this deal in Vegas, I think they're going to sell the team. There's a reason this all looks so rushed and chaotic. I think it's because they're out of financial resources. Why would you dump your entire roster, spending no more than what you're getting on TV revenue, have the absolute worst team in baseball, the absolute lowest payroll in baseball, while you're in the middle of trying to secure the most important deal in the history of your franchise for a new home? this is not how you do things.
Remember when we had, what's the name on from Vegas to talk about this whole process? It's like, if you get here, you got to spend money. How is he going to do that?
Yep.
That was always my point, was like, if they're not doing this now, what makes you think they're going to do it later?
That new fashion line, man. It's coming.
That's right.
The Gap chinos.
Everybody knows. All the cool kids are starting to buy Gap again.
It's good. Oh, God. I think you're just starting this as an A's fan to move him to Vegas.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is retro's back. And the Gap is retro as it comes.
Yeah, and like they're just going to have like the A and Gap be the Oakland A's. Eh?
That's a great sponsorship deal. Think about it.
The Gap sweatshirt that everybody used to, all the girls wore in like middle school.
You can only buy A's gear exclusively at the Gap.
Mm, that's the marketing ploy? Yeah. Okay.
Well, MLB on Fox just tweeted something out 2 hours ago. It says, we asked ChatGPT to list the top five cities where Major League Baseball should get an expansion team.
Mm.
Number five, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm.
Number four, Nashville, Tennessee.
Surprised that wasn't number one.
Number three, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Interesting.
Number two, Portland, Oregon.
Hey.
Always been a big AI fan.
And number one, Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Boo. You had a team. You lost it. You didn't even do well with it.
According to ChatGPT, that's it, my man.
That's how they take over the world, is they get you to care about French Canadians again.
Yeah. You see, no. We're all like, yeah, this is
Won't do it.
I refuse.
Our overlord said it needs to happen, yeah. So if Skynet says so, it's got to be true.
I've always been very pro Skynet AI. I welcome our computer overlords.
Yeah, this is... You know what? That'll simplify things for you, Will. That's not surprising at all. Like, you're just like, you know what? Make it simple for me.
Dude, if you
streamline
can,
my process.
If you can make it simple and you give me things that I want, I'm probably going to side with you. It's very easy to get me on your side.
Will less thinky.
I can get bought, dude. I can totally get bought. You bring me baseball and you make me not have to do stuff, I'm all in on AI. They bring me football, God. It's over, dude.
Sounds good enough.
I'll be beating the drum.
All right. 503-864-6326. Let's hope the worst owners in sports are out. Okay. We do not have NBA finals tonight. Okay. Will, you know Puck.
Puck, yeah, I do.
We've got Stanley Cup final game two tonight. Huh? Can the Florida Panthers bounce back in game two? And what to keep your eye on when these, you know, we got college baseball regionals coming to a head. An update to the Oregon State Beavers in their season as well. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
We got the NBA Finals off till Wednesday when they head back to Miami with a 1-1 series between the Heat and the Nuggets. Stanley Cup, game two tonight.
Let's go.
Panthers, Golden Knights, and those uniforms were awful.
Vegas
in game one. Vegas has horrific, horrific uniforms. Those gold, mustard gold ones. It reminded me of they are exactly like the Color Rush Jacksonville Jaguars. Remember those?
Yes, but I was actually going to go with like they feel like they're the hockey version of any given Sunday.
Yeah. Yes, where the dude's eye pops out.
Yes. Very, you know, like in most turf. Like most NFL games.
Did I just spoil that for you?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Oh. You'd love that movie.
I know. It's on the list.
It's terrible, but I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's on the list. I'll get there eventually.
That's the difference between winning and losing.
Now, here's the big question. Huh. Do you know which local player starts for the Vegas Knights?
Which local? No.
Well.
No, I don't.
The goalie, Aiden Hill. He's a former Winter Hawk.
Is Hill a Winter Hawk?
Hill was a Winter Hawk.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I love that. I love that for him.
He made a great save in game one. Going all the way across his body, stuck his stick out.
Yeah, well, it's on the front page. It's on the front page of ESPN.
Yeah.
On the NHL. That's him. Just sprawled out.
Classic.
He's not even in the goal.
Great Winter Hawk, Aiden Hill.
Hey, go Hawks. I love Winter Hawks. Winter Hawks are cool.
Winter Hawks are awesome.
I haven't been to a game in a while. COVID kind of derailed that for me.
Nah, you got to go, dude. It's worth it. Plus,
I love Winter Hawks.
$5 pub beer.
Yeah. And a lot of chicks think he's Travis Kelce at those games.
Probably. That's the Venn diagram circles coming together right there.
I don't know.
A few beers and some pucks to the head. Yeah. Then maybe Travis Kelce.
I don't know if I've been hit on at a Winter Hawk game yet. Blazer game.
Oh. Did they ask you if you were Chris Kamen's kid?
They asked if I was Luke Babbitt.
You know, I'm noticing all these places that people think you're Travis Kelce, there's alcohol involved.
Yeah.
And dark lighting.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is 100% true.
There was one in the daylight, but I think that was a P1.
Mm. All right.
He was pretty, though.
That might be my favorite thing. If you start walking around town and just people just, if you see Will Ortner, call him Travis Kelce, please.
Mm. Do it.
Please.
I'll give you a high five.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
Mm. Maybe even a hug.
Mm. Maybe. Were you wearing a hat like with a flat brim hat that sits high on your head?
I mean, when I wear hats, they sit high on my head, but hat wearing season's kind of out for me right now.
Yeah.
It's too sunny. I'm bald. Well, I don't want tan lines.
I was going to say, I could see the Travis Kelce in a dark room if you did that. Like, yes. You wore the Kelce hat.
If I know I'm going to be out and it's going to be dark and I'm not going to be in the sunlight, so I don't have to worry about tan lines, yes, the hat comes out. For
see,
sure.
Like, this is the thing, is that it's been long said, like, guys get fooled when they go to the bars and then in normal lighting. No, that's Will's play at a bar. He is trying to do that exact thing.
Everybody looks better from about 12 to 2 in that's dark
right.
lighting.
That's right.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So that's happening. We got that going for us, which is nice.
Always
Stanley
nice.
Cup tonight. Also, apparently we have a new betting scandal in the NFL.
Dun, 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 dun.
The NFL has acknowledged they're aware, or the team acknowledged that they're aware of an NFL investigation into an Indianapolis Colts player. SportsHandle.com, which is where BigWillBets.com is found, it says that a Colts player's pervasive betting, including wagers placed on his own team.
Oh, he gone.
This could be bad.
He gone.
This could be.
How can you be that dumb?
Can't have guys bet on your own team.
No.
Can't do it.
No.
They have geofencing. Stop doing this. They know where you are. They know who you are. And they know what you're betting on.
What if you use a VPN?
Oh, God. Have somebody do it for you. Get a burner. Something.
Have a fall guy.
God,
always
these guys
have
are,
a fall guy.
They're so dumb.
Yeah.
There's one thing you can't do.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than one thing you can't do.
Well, with gambling, there's one thing you can't do.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Just have me bet for you.
So, seriously, get a freaking bookie. I'm dead serious. Why are you gambling with your phone, you moron?
I won't be a bookie, but I will place bets as long as money is sent to me for whoever. Wait, no, I won't. That's wrong. It was a joke.
No, you're not. All right. That'll do it for us today. Coming up next, I've heard Primetime with Isaac and Souk is happening. We'll wait to see if that is actually the truth. Have a great Monday, everybody. We'll see you Tuesday from noon to 3 right here on 1080 The Fan.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.